My name is Christine Sankey. What I'm about to tell you happened on August the 30th in the Walgreens parking lot on, I want to say Mercury. I don't know Murfreesboro real well. I recently got married and moved down here. I'll just start at the beginning. Me and my husband had a kind of altercation. A girlfriend of mine called me up and said, come with me. Let's go take a drive, cool off. I said, all right, great. Been friends for a very long time. So I was just in shorts, t-shirt, just threw my hair up and gone. That's going to be relevant to my story later on. She said she was going to run some errands, had a couple of hers that needed to run errands, didn't have a vehicle. I said, all right, I'll run along with you. And we're all talking and chatting. They pull into Walgreens and they was going to get some stuff and fill a prescription and blah, blah, blah. We're sitting there for about 5 minutes. Vice Squad pops on us just out of the blue. Everybody get out of the van. There's just two of us in there. The couple are in Walgreens. They walk them out in handcuffs, not knowing what's going on. I'm like asking all kinds of questions. I'm getting told to shut up. I know what's going on. Woo, woo, woo. We step out of the van. The driver, which is my friend, she steps out over here. I step out on the right side. I get grabbed on my right hand arm and get pulled out. Instantly, they identify me. Don't even say my name as Pinky's wife. That's my husband. His name's Pinkston. I haven't got my name changed yet and everything like that, so that's why I still carry Sankey name. The gentleman that pulled me out was a vice officer, detective. I don't know what his name is. I've repeatedly called up here to vice. They will not tell me what his name is. I talked to IA, the sergeant over there. We've got an investigation going on right now. He's right in the middle of it. He's getting the witnesses, talking to them. So they're doing their job. They've been fantastic because I'm a small town girl. In my eyes, all the police officers, they stick together. That's not true. They're there to make sure that the officers are doing their job, which is wonderful because that makes me feel better that they're not being biased. They're going to do their job. They're going to look at the facts. And if something's happened, they're going to do something about it, which I appreciate so very much. As I get pulled out, the officer instantly, Sergeant Jones is in command up here. Instantly, he tells him to pat me down. Nobody's patted down yet except me because I'm Pinky's wife, I guess. He's been in a little bit of trouble here in Murfreesboro, and everybody knows him. Okay, I didn't know how well known he was when I got married to him, unfortunately. My pat down, I've been in trouble with the law before. I know what a legit pat down is, and since then I've actually talked to a state officer and asked them to show me what a legit male to female pat down was again. Okay, he showed me straight out. My pat down went as I had a shirt on that was the new style shirt, one shoulder leans over this way, and I had shorts on that probably that about in the middle of my hands down to my, because I wasn't planning on getting out of the van. I was just taking a ride. This officer not only goes under my shirt on the very top, he asked me to take my bra out and shake my boobs. Says that words, shake my boobs. I'm bawling at this point, not only about what's going on. I'm 38 years old. I've had things happen to me in the past too. I've been hurt. I have a 14-inch scar across my stomach, 4-inch scar across my arm from a rape many years ago. Okay. He did that. I'm bawling more. The sergeant's telling me to suck it up, shut up, quit crying, being a baby, blah, blah, blah. Makes me cry more. I'm still a human being at this point. I'm trying to explain to him I'm not a piece of meat thrown to the lions of the vice squad. Just because you wear that badge don't make you right. He continues his pat down. You're not supposed to go underneath a woman's clothes. He went underneath my clothes, skin to skin, touched my front, cupped my back. I have witnesses that are out in the parking lot. There's an older lady that's screaming at him, you can't touch her like that. That's the same thing as rape. You're molesting her. He didn't fondle me like repeatedly, but touching even that one time. And I told him, he knew it. He tells another officer that's in there, that's what a white girl's booty's supposed to feel like. That's what a white girl's boobies are supposed to feel like. I'm not racist by no means. I love my God, follow a church of God, and I've been in trouble before. I'm no saint, but I'm not biased But I can't even let my husband touch me. This has been a week later. Our marriage is falling apart because of it. I'm seeing a psychiatrist because of it. I'm a grown woman, but I know I'm someone's daughter too. If a man touched my daughter in that way, regardless if they're wearing a badge or not, I'm going to pursue it to the mountain. Whether or not I got in trouble or if I broke the law, that's fine. I'll have my day in court over that. I have no problem representing myself. If I did something wrong or if I did something right, I'll take my punishment. But my punishment, it does not consist of that.
Did you get arrested for anything?
Yeah. They went ahead and arrested me for a conspiracy charge. I didn't know what was going on until they finally, 20 minutes later, I think, was told me what this boy had done. He'd went in there and cashed a fake crib. I don't even know these people. I know my friend and they're friends of hers. We were running errands, as far as I'm concerned. That's fine. But at the same time, that if I done something wrong, I'll take my punishment for it. And I'll fight in court and whatever the case may be. That's not my point in stepping forward here. Whether I get in trouble or not, if they feel like I did break the law intentionally or not, I'll take my punishment. But I don't feel like my punishment consists of them being in charge and being able to high-five each other and talk about my personal body, touch my body, or anything such as that. When I have witnesses that are looking it on and screaming at the officers, that's not right. You can't do that. You're molesting her. And they're just blowing these people off. One officer said, "We're the vice squad. We're larger than life." When I talk to Sergeant Jones, "Your officers can't do this." Regardless, I'm still a woman. I'm a human being. You need to treat me as such. He said, "Tell it to the judge." Tell what to the judge? That your officer molested me? In my opinion, maybe that word is a little bit too strong, because I know the technical definition of molestation is a little bit farther, maybe. I don't know. But in my eyes, that was molestation. It was harassment. And then to continue going about me being a white girl, because it was a black gentleman cop, that is racial to me. If I would have said something like that to him, they'd arrest me. If I touched him in that way, what would they do to me? If I went up and grabbed his butt, rubbed his butt, or he had shorts on, if I took my hand and went up and underneath his shorts, what would they charge me with? What would they do to me? But because I'm a blue-collared citizen, and I can't do anything about it, and because of who my husband is and what he's done in the past, and you repeatedly tell me, Pinky's wife. What does that matter with what's going on right now? He's not here. It has nothing to do with this situation. And I'm being punished, number one, because of who my husband is, and number two, because of what's going on in this car. I've not done nothing wrong. When they searched me, I had nothing on me. I had nothing illegal on me. I had nothing.
So you were charged with conspiracy because you were there with...
Because I was sitting in the van. Exactly. I don't know these people, never met them before in my life, and I understand. Wrong place, wrong time. You're going to get charged with it. I'll have my day in court for that. And I know that. And I've told my daughter the same thing. You have to watch who you're with. You can't control what other people do. But if they go and rob a bank and you're in the vehicle, you're just as guilty as they are regardless. So, and that's my fault. You know, I shouldn't have went. I shouldn't have never been there.